Well, hello there, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. This is the place to come when, of course, you want to have fun. We always have fun here. My name is Rebecca. What motivates you? Why do you wake up each morning? It is important to know what your purpose in life is. It is also important to know what you are working toward. This helps to bring meaning to your life. And those are some really good questions for you to think about. Well, our lesson is called, What Motivates You? That's a really good question. And so here are some things that you need to think about over the course of today's lesson. Overcoming challenges. What kind of challenges? We're going to talk about them. Pleasing people. Receiving external rewards. Those are different things that motivate people. Well, friends, open up your magazines and let's begin talking about what motivates you. Come on!
What motivates you? Since a wide variety of motivations exist, it's important to discern which ones are persuasive to you. Trying to motivate yourself in a way that doesn't appeal to you will make it difficult to convince yourself to work. When choosing a career, think about what motivates you and make decisions accordingly. If you are motivated by overcoming challenges, look for a career where you can continually strive to reach a higher level. In some fields, certain motivations may become a liability. For instance, managers motivated by a desire to please other people may struggle to give negative feedback because they fear hurting team members' feelings.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 discern 这个动词 ,dis 这个字首有分开的意思。cern 这个字根是指分开或分离。所以 discern 是指看出、辨别出或者是明白。例如 Nancy is very wise and sharp. She can easily discern people's true intentions. Nancy 非常有智慧又敏锐，她能够轻易看出人真正的意图。或者是 It's difficult to discern the cause of this system malfunction unless we have all the data. 除非我们有所有的数据，要不然要看出什么造成这个系统故障的原因是非常困难的。它的现在分词 discerning 可以当形容词，意思是有鉴赏力的。例如 discerning customers 是指有眼光的顾客。继续我们看的是 accordingly 这个副词，我们看到这个字里面有 accord 使一致或使符合，所以副词 accordingly 是指因此、于是、照着或者是对应的。例如 all employees must follow this new policy and act accordingly， 所有职员都要遵循这个新政策，而且要遵照办理。或者是 when you enter a new culture， it's wise to adapt accordingly。当你进入一个新的文化，最好要跟着去做调整。如果去掉字尾的 ly， according to 就是一个介系词，意思是根据。例如 according to the forecast， it's going to rain tonight， 根据气象预报，今晚会下雨。
Well， I'm so glad that we could keep talking about what motivates you.
Well， why don't we talk about what motivates you?
Well, I asked you first.
No, you didn't.
What motivates you?
Okay. What pulls me out of bed in the morning? What makes me want to take action? What makes me tick? All right. Remember all of those phrases we talked about yesterday, friends? Well, today we're learning more about what motivates you. And we read here, since a wide variety of motivations exist, it's important to discern which ones are persuasive to you. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a great idea. Because like I said yesterday,often we don't think about this. We just go about our days because we know that we should. But it's important to think about what motivations are persuasive to you.
Right, and our lesson mentions something else very important. It says, trying to motivate yourself in a way that doesn't appeal to you will make it difficult to convince yourself to work. Now, our author is going to elaborate on this a little bit more, but let's first talk about the phrase, to appeal to. If something appeals to you, this just means that it's something that's attractive, it's interesting, it's something that you really like or want to do.
For example, the idea of organizing a trip really doesn't appeal to me. I'm not a very organized person. I don't think it's an easy thing to try to figure out where to stay and what airline to take. Organizing a trip, that idea does not appeal to me. But what does appeal to me right now is hot pot. Because it is so cold outside, let's go get some hot pot.
I love hot pot. But you know, having hot pot in the summer doesn't appeal to me at all.
Yeah.
Even though I'm told that they often make the air conditioning really, really high so it's cold inside, mm-hmm. It still doesn't appeal to me to get hot pot in the summer.
Yeah, they turn the AC on so that customers keep coming even during the summer. Otherwise, they'll lose business, right? But I agree. It doesn't really appeal to me. So friends, back to our lesson. Trying to motivate yourself in a way that doesn't appeal to you will make it difficult to convince yourself to work. And Rebecca, mm-hmm. Has anybody ever tried to encourage you or motivate you by saying, oh, well, I did it this way and this worked for me, so just try it?
Absolutely. A lot of people like to tell me what they think would be really good for me, even mm-hmm. though maybe what they're telling me doesn't really appeal to me.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's good to know yourself and know what appeals to you. And this is the same when it comes to choosing a career. When choosing a career, think about what motivates you and make decisions accordingly. For example, if you don't really enjoy filing stuff or working in an office, if you're not motivated by sitting in front of a computer, oh, is that you, Gabe?
Yeah, you're okay. Describing me.
Well, that's me too. Then I wouldn't encourage you to be a secretary.
Right, that's a good point.
Well, anyway, you see this word to be motivated by up on the screen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this just means, or motivated by, that's the reason behind why you do something.
That's right. That's what we've been talking about. So what are you motivated by? You know, it could be a lot of different things. It could be other people's success. Maybe you're motivated by imagining the future for yourself. Maybe you're motivated by making other people happy or satisfied, right? Or maybe you're motivated by good grades or earning a prize, right? So there are different things that motivate different people. What motivates you? What are you motivated by?
And we read, if you are motivated by overcoming challenges, look for a career where you can continually strive to reach a higher level. Now let's take a look at this word, to strive to do something. This just means that you try very hard to make something happen.
And so I think in general in life, it's important to strive to excel in whatever you do. Often people say, just do your best, try your best. You should strive to do your best. But if you want to be more specific, for me, I guess I should strive to be on time more, or maybe you need to strive to meet your deadlines better.
Exactly. Now, in some fields, certain motivations may become a liability. For instance, managers motivated by a desire to please other people may struggle to give negative feedback because they fear hurting team members' feelings, and that's never a good thing.
Oh, well, there are a lot of things to think about when you think about what motivates you. Well, Rebecca, I think that we should go out with a bang.
Hey, let's learn about that, Indy.
InfoCloud. Bang!
Hello and welcome to InfoCloud. I want to start today's lesson with a bang. You know, Carolyn, the more I think about the English language, the more amazed I am at the number of meanings a single word can have.
It is quite amazing. As someone who grew up speaking English, I wasn't really aware of this aspect of English until I started to teach it. So today, let's look at the word bang.
In particular, let's talk about what it means to start with a bang. If something starts with a bang, then it begins in a very exciting way. The concert started with a bang when the singer jumped from the ceiling onto the stage.
You can also place the subject within the phrase, let's start this party with a bang. And of course, if you can start something with a bang, you should also be able to end something with a bang.
While you could say the party ended with a bang, it's more common to hear people say the party went out with a bang.
If something goes out with a bang, then it ends in an unexpected or exciting way. Many stage performers like to go out with a bang to leave their audience with a feeling of excitement at the end of the show.
我们接下来看两个适合在年尾以及年初用的片语。一个是 go out with a bang。Bang 是个拟声字，它代表一种突然的巨响，例如枪炮声 ，bang bang， 就像我们中文讲的 ，biang biang。所以 a loud bang 就是一声巨响。如果一件事 went out with a bang， 就表示成功的完成，并得到了人们的赞赏和如雷般的掌声。那这个片语呢，也常用于一个人轰轰烈烈的离开。He wanted to go out with a bang, not a whimper. 他想要壮烈的走，不是唉声叹气。另一个相关的片语是 start with a bang. 这当然是指一个热闹成功的开始。新的一年，我们可以 start with a bang. 这就是今天的 Info Cloud. 我们下次再见。A classic.
Studio Classroom is on the air. Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. So, of course, my question for you at the moment is, what motivates you? Well, that is what we're talking about in today's lesson. It's very important to understand what motivates you. Why? Well, this will help you choose a good job, it will help you to make better decisions, and it will just help you in many different areas of your life. That is, if you understand what motivates you. Well, we have more to learn about this very important subject, so let's continue with our lesson.
What motivates you?People motivated by external rewards sometimes struggle to meet goals they set for themselves that no one else knows about. They can solve this problem by creating external rewards for their personal goals, such as finding a friend to hold them accountable. When you know what motivates you, you will be able to motivate yourself to do the things necessary to succeed. And if you are a leader,Knowing what motivates your team will enable you to help them do the same.
All right, 接下来我们看 external 这个形容词 ,E-X-T-E-R 这个字首是指在什么之外。所以 external 是指外面的或者是表面上的。例如 ,this patient doesn't respond to any external stimuli. 这个病人对外界的所有刺激都没有反应。或者是 ,rashes and fevers are the external symptoms of this disease. 疹子以及发烧是这个疾病的外在症状。external 也指外部的。例如 ,external walls 是指外墙。它的反义词就是把字首的 exter 变成 inter, 变成 internal。例如 internal struggle 是指内在的挣扎或者是 internal organ 是指身体内的器官。最后我们看 accountable 这个形容词我们看到这个字里面有 account 这个动词意思是视为或者是认为是。所以形容词 accountable 是指应负责任的应做解释的。如果要说明对谁负责的话是用 to 这个介系词。 You know, the company is accountable to all its customers who purchase their products. 这家公司要对所有购买他们商品的客人负责。如果是要某人负责某件事的话，是用 hold someone accountable for something 这个句型。例如 a grown man should be held accountable for his actions. 一个成人应该要为自己的行为负责任。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So in this next section, we read people motivated by external rewards sometimes struggle to meet goals they set for themselves that no one else knows about. Now let's talk about the word to struggle to do something. If you struggle to do something, this just means that you experience some difficulty, in doing something.
Mm-hmm. Everybody has struggles. We all struggle with different things. Rebecca struggles to enjoy coffee. That's just something she doesn't enjoy at all. If I were to force her to enjoy a cup of coffee, she would really struggle with that.
Yes, I do struggle to enjoy coffee, but I thoroughly enjoy tea, hot chocolate, and juice.
Yes, well, you know something else you struggle with?
Mm-hmm.
You struggle with getting out of the house on time because of your kitten, Mittens.
Whoa, wait a minute. Actually, things are getting better. Sometimes I struggle to get enough sleep because she comes marching in my room and meows like an alarm clock
right.
at 4:30 or 5 in the morning.
Sometimes cats can drive people crazy.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Anyway, this is a fun phrase for you to practice because, unfortunately, everyone struggles with something. But the good news is you can be an overcomer and you can overcome that struggle.
Well, okay, let's go on with this sentence, though. There's something else here. People motivated by external rewards sometimes struggle to meet the goals they set for themselves that no one else knows about. Now, what about that phrase, to set a goal? What does that mean?
That's a good phrase for you to know. Well, you know what a goal is. It's basically just a specific purpose or something that you want to work toward. And if you set your goal, that means that you are giving a specific deadline or date in which you want to meet that specific goal.
And so do you set goals for yourself? You know, a lot of people say it's a good idea. Maybe you should have some short-term goals, what you want to do in the next week or month or maybe even year, and then maybe have some long-term goals, what you want to accomplish within the next 5 or 10 years, okay? So you could set short-term goals or set long-term goals.
But there are some people who are motivated by receiving an external award or an external reward, and so they struggle to meet certain goals that they have set for themselves if nobody else knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our lesson says they can solve this problem by creating external rewards for their personal goals, such as finding a friend to hold them accountable.
And I think that is a great idea. This is a good reminder for me because there are some things that I know I should do, maybe some goals I know that would help me, but if I don't tell anybody, then tomorrow I'll forget about my goal. Or next week I won't remember it anymore. I forget what I was trying to do. But if I tell somebody else, hey, can you hold me accountable? Make sure that I'm actually trying to reach these goals.
And so there are so many different types of goals you could set. For example, you could set a goal of wanting to speak English 10 minutes every day. Find a friend to hold you accountable. I could set a goal to practice Chinese 15, 20 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I could also find a friend to hold me accountable.
That's right. Finding that other person will really help you accomplish what you want. Well, our last paragraph here says, when you know what motivates you, you will be able to motivate yourself to do the things necessary to succeed. And we've talked about a lot of phrases with that word motivate. Here's another one, to motivate yourself.
And if you motivate yourself, and this just means that you are looking for ways that are going to get you excited and want you to do something.
For example, it's hard for me to motivate myself to exercise regularly. Hey, I should find someone to exercise with. They can hold me accountable.
That's right. And the last sentence, and if you are a leader, knowing what motivates your team will enable you to help them do the same.
Well, Rebecca, I think that we should lead our friends here to a
review skit. That will motivate them.
Why? Why do I pull myself out of bed every morning?
Because you have to go to work.
Why? Why? Why?
Because your contribution at work is truly worthwhile.
Really?
Hey! Oh, hey! You should find out what motivates you.
Motivates me?
Yes, find meaning in your work and put forth effort to reach your goals. Hey, listen to this. This magazine says there are three main motivations for people, and they have been identified.
Money, money, and more money?
No. Achievement?
The feeling of success?
Affiliation?
Our close relationships?
And power.
The ability to influence the world.
Exactly.
So, achievement, affiliation, and power. Just those three?
Oh, actually, there is a variety of ways of describing motivation, including creativity, challenge, and learning.
How about money, social status, and praise?
Those are external. Bosses use those to encourage their employees to excel.
Especially the money.
Intrinsic motivation comes from within. Fun, personal growth, and feeling like one's work is significant.
Those are important.
Intrinsic motivation tends to be more reliable than external because they can never be taken away. So, what motivates you? It's important to discern this.
I'm thinking.
Trying to motivate yourself in a way that doesn't appeal to you makes it difficult to convince yourself to work.
So, I should decide what motivates me and make decisions accordingly?
Right! When you know what motivates you, you will be able to motivate yourself to succeed.
Yes! Now I'm motivated!
Motivated to work?
No, motivated to find out what motivates me.
Oh, well, start with a cup of coffee. That motivates me. So, Gabe, what did you learn from today's lesson?
I learned that I think I'm motivated by affiliation and power, like we learned yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because I'm thinking about my career. You know, I love working with people, and I love having a position of influence where I can influence others in a positive way.
Well, what about you, friends? What did you learn from today's lesson? Take some time and talk about that. And of course, we'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
As always. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.